Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for that introduction, and thank you for joining me on episode number 1329 of the weekday podcast. Man, we have been around a while. Today, I want us to talk about a word that's one of my favorite in the English dictionary, and that is contentment. If you've been around when I'm preaching, you know, at the end of the service, I add a blessing, and one of the things that I share is God's promise that He wants for you to experience contentment. But I think one of the great struggles with contentment is that we often have a picture of what that is, and it's not achievable as to how we believe it. Let me give you just a few thoughts. Number one, contentment is not carefree existence. Contentment isn't having it all together, finding this perfect life balance, which, by the way, I think is a myth, nor is it some idyllic moment spent swinging on a hammock, sipping lemonade, and reading a book. I just don't see that that's what we're talking about. Paul gives us a description of his time in Asia, probably odds are good it wouldn't make your newsfeed on Facebook or Insta. 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 8, "For we do not want you to be ignorant of the affliction we experienced in Asia, for we were so utterly burdened beyond our strength that we despaired of life itself." Yikes! Burdened, afflicted, despairing, that doesn't sound like contentment, but contentment trusts God while walking through the difficult times, including those times that are hard. Joy and sorrow as believers can walk side by side without being in opposition. You can live in contentment because of the presence and power of Christ. Secondly, contentment is not the absence of relational conflicts or the brokenness of a heart. Paul had his share of relational challenges, including the challenge he had regarding Mark in Acts chapter 15, verse 39. In the midst of deep affection, when ministry is happening, it can include a lot of relational challenges and interpersonal conflict. Over in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 4, Paul said, "I wrote to you out of much affliction and anguish of heart and with many tears, not to cause you pain, but to let you know the abundant love I have for you." Loving others, folks, is not easy, but it means that our heart will literally burst for them. Contentment is not an indifferent disposition toward other folks. Rather, we should expect that the depth of our love for one another will involve at times tears. We cry with one another, we celebrate with one another. We weep when other folks weep, and we feel compassion when they are experiencing pain and difficulty. Contentment is not in opposition to longing for a day when heartache will be over and tears will be no more. But listen to me, this is tweetable. When we mistakenly view contentment as an endlessly positive Pollyanna attitude, we will miss entering more deeply into relationship with Jesus. Christ didn't give us His life so that we wouldn't have problems. He gave us His life so that we would have life eternal. And while we were here on this afflicted earth, we could find contentment because of His presence, because of His power, and because of His promises. Friend, contentment is not a life without longing and groaning with our distress or our desire to do more. When we mistakenly view contentment as this endlessly Pollyanna attitude, we forget that Christ came to walk us through the trouble, not to keep us out of it. Jesus was troubled in soul on the eve of His crucifixion. He was in agony as He prayed to the Father for rescue. Paul described his own experience with similar distress in 2 Corinthians 5 when he said, "In this tent we groan longingly to put on our heavenly dwelling." Oh, my friend, listen, if you're hurting for somebody you love and they need healing, cry out to God in prayer. Contentment isn't apathy or a sort of, well, we'll just get through it somehow mentality. we can seek solutions and help in the midst of our trials because we can tell others we're suffering. And crying out to God for relief is not in opposition to the peace and the contentment that He offers. I got one last thought, and I can't wait to share it with you, and that is contentment is not freedom from fear and anxiety. We live in a world where most of us are overwhelmed. But know this, Christ is in control. Hand over those things that you're not in control with and leave them with Him. And those things you can control, pray over them so you can act on them with wisdom. Oh, my friend, Paul explained the state of his circumstances and inner turmoil with great detail in 2 Corinthians 7:5. He said, "Even when we came into Macedonia, our bodies had no rest, but we were afflicted at every turn, fighting, though, without and fear within." Oh, my goodness. Paul knew what it was like, and yet he knew, "Don't be anxious for anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus." Oh, my friend, that's beautiful. Contentment is yours for the asking, found in the presence of Christ. God bless you. Thanks so much for joining me on this episode 1329 of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.